Time for some more greatness coaching and therapy with Heidi M. And today we're kicking off a mini-series that will be on communication skills. And for today, we are starting with communication mindset. Is that right, Heidi?
That is correct, Ian. How's it? Hi.
Hello. How are you? Are you well?
I am doing so super well. Look at us, all communicative and stuff.
Yes. I don't know about you, but I'm a communicator. That's so important in all my relationships. And people just can't seem to keep up.
Yes. It's so, but you know, it's whether we like to know it or not, it's what our world actually consists of, communication. If your communication is out of whack, whether that's your communication with yourself, your communication with people nearest and dearest to you, or people that you don't know from a bar of soap, but you encounter them, it has to be purposeful. You know, even people who are hermits living on their own, rarely coming out of the house, even they need to have communication skills. We are herd animals, whether you like to know it or not. We are herd animals, and by virtue of that fact, we need to know how to communicate. It's a skill, and it's something that you can practice. It helps us to deliver our messages to each other clearly and to understand clearly. And it helps to build relationships. It helps to build trust. It helps to build teamwork if you are in a work setup. So the first thing that is really important is the mindset. Now, not necessarily just a communication mindset, but also your mind about yourself. Because, let me explain this to you. Your subconscious mind only responds to two things: the pictures you make in your head and the words that you say to yourself. And those pictures that you make in your head and the words that you say to yourself, they give you a feeling. I'm going to give you a very quick example of that. It's my favorite example. If you are afraid of flying, I think we've used this one before, but I love using this one because it's so clear. If you're afraid of flying and you see in your mind's eye how this aeroplane is just bursting into flames with you inside of it, and you say to yourself, oh my goodness, look at that. It's like a flying coffin. I'm just seeing how these wings are going to fall off one by one, and we're going to crash and burn. If you're going to say that to yourself, that's going to evoke tremendous fear inside of you. So our feelings we can't change, but we can change our mindset. That's just by the way. So those feelings will lead to your actions and your behaviors, how you show up. Think about yourself. If you're scared, if you're terrified, if you're anxious, you just look different. You walk into a room differently than when you are confident, when you are positive, and when you feel upbeat. It's vastly different. So how you feel changes the way that you show up and how you present yourself. And then, Ian, the way that you present yourself, the way that you show up, then determines how other people receive you, what they experience when you walk into the room, what they experience when you greet them. And what they then experience determines how they feel, and then they give it right back to you. Right? If you walk into a room and you give a big smile, most people will smile back at you. But if you come in with your sour grape face, then you're going to get that right back.
Yeah.
So now you then, in other words, determine how the people around you receive you. So that determines your whole world. So it's fair to say that what we think, the pictures in our head, and the words that we say to ourselves, that determines our whole world in the end, right? So if you want to distill this a little further, there are only three issues in this whole world that impacts people. Three, one, two, or all three. I think most of us have all three. The one is a feeling of I am not enough. that I'm not enough. Who and what I am is not enough. The second one is I'm different. I'm an artist. I'm too smart. I'm not smart enough. I've got enough money. I don't have enough money. And that makes me different to the people around me. And that prevents me from connecting sufficiently with the people around me. And the third one is, whatever I want and need in this world, whether it be love, money, a family, a great job, a career, whatever it is, it's all there and it's available to other people. It's just not available to me. I can't seem to get my hands on that husband. I can't seem to get my hands on enough money. It's just always eluding me. And that's all that's ever wrong with anybody, right? One of, or two, or all three of those things. So if you are carrying that inside of you, that will determine your pictures and your words. Those are your thoughts. Imagine you feel I'm not enough and you feel those feelings of inadequacy. That's going to change how you show up and then the whole story all over again, as I explained earlier. Mm-hmm. So that's what I mean by mindset. Change your mindset about yourself, your circumstances. And please remember, you can't change your feelings. You can't tell somebody, don't be angry, don't be sad, don't be upset, don't be jealous, right? But you can change the mindset, the pictures, and the words that you say to yourself that precede those feelings. And that's what I mean by getting your mindset straight, setting yourself up for good connections, because you have connections. You're going to have connections. You've always had connections. But that mindset makes the difference between good or bad. And that is what communication is. It's connection. And that's that for mindset.
Oh, fantastic. Communication mindset with Heidi Mullen. So that's what we were discussing today. And of course, Heidi, before we move on to our second part, which is next week, that will be on verbal communication, something we're doing right now. Can you give us your your contact details?
Yes, I'm verbally going to give it to you right now.
Thank you.
You can drop me a text message on 079-815-6305, or you can find me on Facebook. It's Heidi M Wellness, or you can just find Heidi Molenza. I'll be there staring back at you from the other side of the screen, waiting for you to contact me. Have a beautiful rest of your day, Eon.
You too, Heidi. Until next week.
Thank you. Bye.